to go there, he would have been just like us. And I believe that's why he had to so much make a decision that no matter what happens, Father, your will be done, and I'm going to obey you. From the point that he said yes to the Father, I do believe that he could have said, no, I don't want to do it this way. They're not worth it. And because he was God, he still would not have sinned. I believe it would have been over for mankind. But I do believe at the point where he said, okay, Father, your will, not mine, and we're going to do this your way, that at that point, if he had allowed any bitterness in, any hate in, any unforgiveness in, and he would have been doomed like us. Now, some people don't like that, but that's the truth of the cross. He had to prove that his Father had made a way with the Holy Spirit for every one of us to live in victory. That Adam and Eve did not have to sin. That's why we've so misunderstood the absolute trial and power of the cross. So when the devil tells you a lie, you need to draw on the same strength, the same Holy Spirit that Jesus Christ was able to say, I refuse to hate. He kept saying, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. What was he doing? He was separating the spirit attacking him from the person. And what was really cool with that nasty demon thing was you actually saw these demons stirring the people. And what Jesus was teaching in this depiction, and it's all in the Bible, was they don't know what they're doing. Well, you'd say, well, of course they knew when they were spitting. But there was something demonic that was using them instead of them purposely choosing that had there never been the fall. That's why you can forgive everyone who's hurt you. That was such a key to not hating. Jesus revealed the key to not getting into bitterness and unforgiveness. See, if you get into unforgiveness and bitterness, if you don't deal with the people who've hurt you by forgiving them by the blood of Christ, let me say this. Many of you have a good fake thing going. In other words, you're just going to do what looks right because it's more acceptable. Do you know that you cannot forgive, truly forgive, unless you have a revelation of the cross? So you forgave before you were a Christian. You didn't forgive. You stuffed it. And you've got a lot of anger because of that. You will go into torment because of that. See, you don't understand. The Father knows that the only way to him, the only way to perfection, the only way to do things right is because of what Christ went through and because of the same Holy Spirit in us. That's why Satan wants to keep you in condemnation. Satan wants to keep you working. When you can actually let go of trying and just watch God do it, you'll move into a freedom that the church is going to taste in these last days. You won't care what people are saying anymore. You won't care what people think. And you've got to realize for every area in your life where there's bondage, pain, or hurt, you need to go and deal with the unforgiveness, the bitterness, the hate, the reprobate mind. There's a lot of self-hate. We're going to talk about that if we ever get to it, which I'm going to get there. But we need to just begin to get into this flow, kind of get back into what we were doing last week and realize freedom is as close as believing what God says. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And any area of your life that does not line up with truth yet is the area that's reprobate. And any area that doesn't line up with truth yet, you can make a choice to believe God's word over your situation. And the faith movement would say, speak those things not seen as though they are. Well, that's true. But it has to have a deeper revelation of, why am I speaking things that I don't see? And when I begin to see, okay, I'm going to speak my son's healing for 8 years or 7 years or however long it's been, when the doctors are saying everything but what I'm saying, even though it kept lining up. Why am I saying that? Is it my work that's causing that? See, that's how I used to think till God began to deal with me. No. What's actually happening is I'm choosing to use my mouth to make a free will choice to come in agreement with truth. But when we begin to take credit for that, and make it a work instead of grace, which most of us have done, we don't see the results of grace. Do you get this? This is good stuff. In other words, what we were doing has been okay. It even came as a revelation from God. But we didn't have the deeper revelation as to really why we're doing it. We were doing it still bound to works. We were still doing it bound to what we have to do. What I've got to think? What have I got to do? No, God's like, you don't get it. All I want you to do is get free from being from the reprobate mind. I want to get you free from believing what the devil's saying and have you choose to believe what I say. So there's a really strong truth. And I know when Don and I were believing for Drew's healing, and we looked like idiots to everybody, which was okay because I'm used to that. We chose, even though we didn't know why. I mean, it wasn't as clear as it is now. We said to doctors, to nurses, everyone. I've sat and written letters to doctors for Mitchell and said, don't worry, he'll be healed and blah, blah, blah. The freedom comes when it's not a work anymore. The freedom comes when I say it and I choose to believe it and I choose to renew my mind, because all of a sudden I'm getting free from a reprobate mind that doesn't agree with truth. And in that place of a reprobate mind, there are spirits that have come in with every lie to keep us bound to untruth. Isn't that powerful? And so we need inner healing. Jesus said, one of the first things he says, that he says before he goes to the Father, in my name you shall cast out demons. How much of that is going on in the church when he makes it the first thing that we're going to do? There's a truckload of lies against it. Christians can't have demons. You can look at them while they foam in the mouth telling you that. Then why are you screaming and yelling at me and acting so weird? You explain it. So you're saying we're not a Christian if we have issues? No, you just got a mountain kind of thing going, and you haven't hit your fiery trial yet. If Jesus says you're going to cast out devils in my name, he knows, hey, one thing you guys are going to have to do is cast out devils. Only time I've ever saw anyone cast out devils was in some dramatic thing where the devil looked much more powerful than God. Once, and you only see that once, maybe mostly, unless you came to our meetings, you've never even seen it. Isn't that amazing when Jesus said that's what we're going to do? We've been more concerned about speaking in tongues than casting out demons. That's pretty safe. Let me talk weird and at least I don't have to go face to face with the devil and somebody. Because see, when you cast out a devil, you show the power of God. And that's kind of hard to fake. There's just a freedom we need to start getting. This is good teaching. Wow. I'm to speak it because I'm disagreeing with the reprobate mind. I'm disagreeing with the reprobate society. I'm disagreeing with all of that, and I'm choosing to agree with God. How hard is that? Is that too much for God to ask? My son died for you to set you free from everything reprobate. And all I'm asking you to do is agree with us. Because free will says you have to agree. So you have to agree that your wife's going to get free. You have to agree with truth. You'll get pushed to the max because the enemy is going to want to say, there's nothing to show that you can believe that. But see, if you're agreeing as a work, I'll just use my own situation with Mitchell. If I'm saying, he's got to be healed, because I'm trying to prove something with my work. I'm trying to work the word. I'm trying to make it happen. Then it would be to my glory. Man, I wish I had this teaching 7 years ago. But when I get the revelation who Christ is and I draw close to him and I know him and I can trust him and he's so awesome, he's so faithful, he's so true, then all of a sudden I can agree with him because I know him. He said it, I believe it. Where before I was saying it, trying to work it, and God can't honor our works because our works are because of the curse. But when I can say it, and let me say this, if you can't believe it yet because you're still so bound or you're still hurting or you're in confusion, then you say it in faith, but not as a work. You say, God, you say it, so I believe it. What we're going to do tonight, we noticed last week, after some people went to the Passion movie, and after some people came to the meeting last time, they begin to see some things happening. And even myself, at the movie, I was really being bugged by the lyrics of Jesus Christ Superstar going off in my head.